Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members. Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Toscalito Tire and Automotive, your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters in San Francisco and the North Bay. Terzo, an authentic, upscale European restaurant in the Cal Hollow neighborhood in San Francisco. And Rose's Cafe, a favorite local hangout also in Cal Hollow. Now here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
We'll talk about the Warriors' loss to the Pacers and hear from head coach Steve Kerr. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information.
I watched this team 2 years ago, without Kevin, win playoff games without Steph. I think we beat Houston in the first round. Steph missed maybe four games. He played part of game one and then part of game four. So he missed, most of the series. We won in five and played Portland in the next round. We won, first two games without him, and then he came back. So we know, that team was different than now, but we didn't have Kevin Durant. So we're perfectly capable of winning, beating anybody, regular season, playoffs. We can beat anybody in the league without Steph, and our guys know that. It's going to be hard to beat anybody without Steph, KD, Clay, and Draymond. I'm going to have to coach a lot better for that to happen, but we're very confident we're going to get the other three guys back here soon, and we'll hold down the fort and then some. I think we'll be able to put something together and really build some momentum. And then, the plan would be at some point to get Steph back, and now we really get a boost, and now we're rolling.
That's Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. And yeah, I kind of agree with him. I think the Warriors can win without Steph Curry. I don't know that they will. I'm not going to predict that they are going to. I don't think they're going to roll right through the playoffs without him. But right now, the team that we're seeing on the floor right now, Ray, is it's not the Warriors. It's, it's backup players. And like he said, without having, all those all-stars, none of them on the court right now, he'd have to do a heck of a coaching job. And, they played fairly well in the first half, but then just pretty much fell to pieces there in the fourth quarter against Indiana on Tuesday night.
Yeah, the Pacers really took the defense up a notch, went Boa Constrictor in the second half, and maybe it was also a regression to the mean. They were pretty efficient, the Warriors were, in the first half, but you're missing 83 points a game. And as a matter of fact, I looked this up, games lost as far as win totals, okay? The win total value of the players lost. Warriors second in the league behind San Antonio, which of course lost Kawhi Leonard. And that's 11.3 wins lost with Kawhi Leonard's injury, but with all the Warriors' injuries, 10.6 wins lost. And right now, 54-20. So that tells you, these guys are playing all together. They're a formidable squad. Early rounds without Steph, I think Steve Kerr's right. They can beat anybody. Can they beat Houston? Can they beat whoever is coming out of the Eastern Conference without Steph Curry? Well, yeah, they could. I feel a hell of a lot better about it, though, with Steph Curry there. I would put the odds at less than 50%, though, without Steph in there. And all four of the All-Stars have played together for about half the season, 41 total games. So we haven't even seen, I'm going to go Eminem here. Will the real Warriors please stand up? Please stand up. They can't stand up. They've been hurt. So, you want to see them back on the court together. That's not going to happen until maybe the end of the first round of the playoffs or if they make it to the second round. And I'll give you one more stat here, Joe. The number of starting lineups that Steve Kerr has used this season, 24. 24 different starting lineups this season. 14 last season, 12 2 years ago when they won 73, and 8 in the first championship year, 2014 to 2015, when the rotation was pretty well set. So he's had to do a better coaching job as far as juggling lineups and putting out a competitive squad. But I don't care if you're Red Auerbach and John Wooden rolled into one. That's not working with these guys right now.
Well, the good news is that, yeah, the cavalry is on the way, because you got the game on Thursday against the Milwaukee Bucks, and it looks like KD and Draymond Green will be back for that game. I mean, Draymond, the only reason why he was out on Tuesday is because he's still sick with the flu, but I think he's healthy enough to get back in there, and it looks like KD's going to be okay. And then soon after that, Klay Thompson. So, I mean, it's getting pretty exciting right now to see that these players are going to be back in soon, and then they'll have a little bit of time to get ready for the first round.
Well, knowing the fatalistic view of some Warriors fans, they're probably cringing, thinking, oh, no, they're going to get hurt again before the playoffs. Somebody is, you know. But, I mean, Klay's been pretty durable. Durant had a rib issue, and you hope that doesn't flare up again. It's not like, you know, a joint, like a knee or a elbow or a shoulder or something like that. Now, Draymond's been bugged by stuff all year long. He's been playing hurt. That shoulder's been bothering him off and on. His knees flare up from time to time. He's been dealing with a throat issue, I guess, the last throat infection. I don't know if it was strep throat. I know that's been going around. We have a contractor working on our house who got strep throat. Oh, I said, please,
man,
stay away.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The bathroom can wait. You know, we'll rough it until you're well again. So I don't know if that was the case, but he's dealing with that throat issue. And then there was the pelvic contusion on top of that. So he's been really banged up this year. And you're getting a bunch of guys, again, who played a ton of games. And you know, maybe that takes its toll as well. And maybe it's just the odds of you play so many games, the odds are eventually you're going to get hurt. I mean, you know, look at Kyrie Irving, you know, in the East, and how many games he's played in the last few years. And that's going to be an issue for Boston. So the other thing is that they're playing a couple teams, the Pacers battling for playoff position. I think they're a half game out of the 3 seed in the East right now.
Yeah.
They're going to be facing Milwaukee on Thursday. They lost to the Clippers, but they're battling for a playoff spot right now, as are the Clippers, by the way. I think they're a game and a half out of a playoff spot in the West. So they got some teams who are very motivated right now, and they're taking no pity on the Warriors. Warriors have been pounding people for the last few years, so these teams are going to take advantage of a shorthanded Warrior squad.
More Dubs OT right after this.
In the late 90s, San Francisco celebrated the opening of Rose's Cafe at 2298 Union Street. Now, 20 years later, Rose's continues to provide a warm, friendly atmosphere, and you can still count on great food, Italian fare created using organic local produce, fresh seafood, humanely raised meats, and free-range poultry. Rose's bakes all of their own pastries and breads. Open 7 days a week, they serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Check out their menu and hours online at rosescafesf.com. The next time you're driving to or from AT&T Park, stop by Rose's Cafe in Cow Hollow at 2298 Union Street in San Francisco.
Well, it's kind of been the year of the injury. I mean, look, the first day of the season, Gordon Hayward went out for the whole year.
Yep.
With the Celtics. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard has been out most of the year with the Spurs. I mean, top players on all teams, you know, Boogie Cousins, you can go on and on. There have been so many different injuries. And this latest one with Steph Curry, it really was nauseating, because he just comes back from the ankle issue. He's had, you know, the twisted ankle here and there, and those seem a little fluky, but this was the ultimate fluke injury. I mean, it's similar to what happened to Kevin Durant when he got run into as well. You know, that was Zaza, and this time it's JaVale McGee. And I know some fans come down hard on those guys when these things happen. I mean, I saw some people, you know, out there in social media knocking JaVale, saying, you know, get rid of him. It's not his fault. He fell down, and he fell into Steph Curry, and it's just one of those things. And, you know, it's a tough injury to swallow, but, you know, what are you going to do? There's nothing you could do to prevent that.
Yeah, it's not like JaVale is saying, I'm going to jump and try to block this shot. Oh, there's Steph. Who cares?
Right.
I mean, that's dumb.
He felt terrible about it, too.
I mean, he did, of course. And you know, I saw the emoji, the praying hands emoji he sent out on the tweet right after the game. I'm sure he felt awful about it, but it's random stuff. I mean, the same fans praised JaVale for his activity. out there on the floor. Mm-hmm. And where you're as big and long and athletic as he is, well, there are going to be some random plays. It's nobody's fault. It's just one of those things. You know, Zaza, I mean, he can be a little clumsy. There's no doubt about it. And I go back to last year, that the key play of last year was that play, in that it wasn't worse. You know, that could have been really serious injury. And I know the comparisons have been made as far as the nature of the injury. Maybe this one for Steph is not quite as serious as it was for KD, where he was out, 5 weeks? We may not be looking at that length of time for Steph, but we won't know until a couple weeks from now. I think it's dating back to Friday when the injury happened. 3 weeks, they'll reevaluate him, and then they'll see where he's at. That doesn't mean he's coming back in 3 weeks. But, you know, again, for all these guys, just get him as healthy as you possibly can after the wear and tear of several intense NBA seasons going deep into June.
Dubs OT continues right after this from Toscalito Tire and Automotive.
You have to admit, collecting NBA titles is a new trend for the Warriors, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at 6 Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Warriors games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. With 4 Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
After the loss to Utah on Tuesday night, Steve Kerr talked about the value of playing time for the younger players.
You know, the minutes are, you can't replace game action as a young guy. You feel it, you feel the pace, you feel the changes in the game. This was a good game for them because, for Patty, Jordan, Loon, Quinn, because, you know, we're playing a team that's fighting for playoff seeding in the East, and they really turned it up, and you could feel it. And you have to be able to respond to that. And I thought we did, actually. You know, they went on that big run to start the third quarter, but we closed the third quarter really well. Andre was obviously a big part of that, and we needed some veteran leadership to help us out. But it's just great to feel that kind of pressure and that kind of defense and that kind of athleticism coming at you, because that's the NBA, and you got to be prepared for that. But there's no preparation other than being out there and taking your lumps.
You're taking a look at some of these other players, which in some respects can be a good thing, Ray. But, you know, in this game against Indiana, they come out, you know, first quarter, they're looking pretty decent. Some shots are going down for Quinn Cook, you know. Everybody looks decent, you know, Patrick McCall. But then it just fell apart, and they just didn't have enough shooters out there. You know, they score 11 points in the fourth quarter, 11. They shot 40%. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm really learning about these guys. I thought Quinn Cook was getting a lot of confidence, and, you know, he was scoring a lot of points over several games. But this one, it looked like he almost, like, took a step back. He kind of looked like he didn't have his legs on a lot of his shots in the second half. I don't know if, you know, maybe he's getting tired out. But other guys just aren't shooting the ball well either. They moved it well in the first half, but the second half, you know, especially the fourth quarter, they just could not find answers offensively.
Yeah, it was mid-range entertainment in the first half. It was mid-range excitement. I know Steve Kerr liked it. And, you know, guys like Patrick McCaw, get to the elbow and take that shot. It's there for you. I say that about Klay Thompson all the time, and he takes that shot. Quinn Cook, the thing I'll say about Quinn is, you know, he's played a lot of games in the G League, as we know. He's getting a lot of time now at the, major level. And when you're a player at his level, still finding his way in the league, you're going to have some hiccups. You're going to have some steps back. It's inevitable. So I think against the Pacers, that was one of those steps back. He's going to get a lot of encouragement, I'm sure, from his teammates about, you know, just keep at it, because he's had some great moments in the last couple of weeks, to the point where even if Steph Curry wasn't hurt, Quinn Cook was making a bid for a roster spot. Some people saying Omri Caspi might be a casualty. That's not the case now with Curry's injury. And, you know, down the road, we'll see. But Cook is, for the most part, taking advantage of the opportunity. I wanted to mention one other player who I thought, amid all the injuries and, you know, with all the challenges they've had, has taken his game up a notch, and that's Kevon Looney. And his defense has been really, really good of late. And he's starting to get a little more confidence offensively. Made a three-pointer!
Yeah, that's first of the year. First make of the year. Yeah.
That's right. Nobody's counting on that, but you know, he's getting a little more confident. I saw him play at UCLA. He can hit a mid-range jump shot. In this offense, it's not there for him. That's not really his job. But the bottom line is what he gives you at the defensive end. And, you know, he can go one-on-one against guards. His length is something that bothers guards. Even if they're quicker than him, he can close and make up for the space. You know, I've been really impressed with his play and making smart plays as well over the last month. You know, there are a lot of guys who need the time right now is the bottom line. That's I think, for Steve Kerr is maybe the silver lining in all this. He's getting some playing time for guys who kind of been, you know, sitting on the bench and gathering rust. So for him, for Sean Livingston, who's been hurt on and off this year, getting back into a rhythm is important. That's what I look at as a silver lining. Some guys who need some work are getting it.
And Andre Iguodala looks like he's really getting his legs going. He's shooting the ball a lot better in the second part of the year. You know, he's the typical Andre, you know, making defensive plays and great in the open court in transition. But he's getting more minutes now with everybody hurt, and he looks pretty fresh. That is the one guy I'm pointing to saying, you know what, I'm glad that he's getting to play right now. He seems to be gearing up for the playoffs.
Well, no doubt. He's another guy who needs a little more work. This is not his first rodeo. He knows how to work up to the postseason. We're starting to see a little more of the postseason version of Andre. He's shooting threes better the last few weeks. And, I mean, that was such a key for the Warriors in the last couple of years, last couple of championships, is Iguodala coming on and providing that offense, providing an initial three-point, you know, threat. And up to a couple of weeks ago, he was shooting 22% for the season, close to 50% the last couple of weeks. So you love seeing that. And, yeah, it looks like he's a little fresher, a little more active. I think some of it is he's pacing itself, and some of it is, you know, you're talking about a 34-year-old player. He's going to have to pace himself. He knows what this is about. I would fully expect to see, you know, the playoffs Andre coming up, and they're going to need him.
They're also going to need Jordan Bell, I think, and he was out earlier with an injury and a little scary there on Tuesday when he went out. You thought maybe he hurt himself, but it turned out maybe he had a little tweak in his calf or something. But, man, the blocked shots, the way he protects the rim, and a lot of times shooters don't even see him coming. I mean, you get down there low and you just don't see Jordan Bell. He's going to block your shot, which was nice to see. It didn't happen that often in the second half of this game. It just seemed like the Pacers had a lot of layups. But Jordan Bell is a guy that, you know, you really want to see him get these opportunities defensively is where I think he really could help the Warriors in the postseason.
No doubt. And, you know, he's not going to see a whole lot of playing time, but against certain teams, you want to get him in there. And it's been both an encouraging and frustrating rookie season for him. You know, earlier on the season, he was really making an impact, did not seem overwhelmed, was very active. You know, there was a couple of moments where Steve Kerr has to teach him some things. You know, we call them teachable moments. Some people call them mistakes. Every time I make a mistake now, I call it a teachable moment. Well, that's what rookies have now, right? So, I mean, he's had a few of those. But, I mean, very interesting player for the future of the Warriors. A lot of people think he's going to be the center of the future. But, you know, again, depends on the team. But you got JaVale, you've got Zaza, you've got David West coming back, and he's going to be very important to, you know, solidify that bench unit coming into the playoffs. And then, of course, you got JaVale McGee. So they got plenty of depth there. I think it just depends on the team they're playing.
Dubs OT continues in just a moment.
Are you looking for a great place for dinner? Then you really need to try Terzo, an authentic, upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. When you sit down at your table at Terzo, you will feel the warm and welcoming ambiance. They make you feel like you're at home with great service and a delicious meal. Serving dinner only, Terzo offers unique food drawn from the Mediterranean region. They change their menu daily based on the local availability of product. Open 7 days a week, Terzo suggests reservations, but they do have a bar area available for walk-ins. Check out their website at terzosf.com for daily menus and hours. Drop by Terzo at 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco for an exceptional neighborhood dining experience and your private dining needs.
Do you think it helps the Warriors? I was thinking about this. Does it help them that Curry had injuries earlier this year and even in the past because they know how to play without him. Let's say he wasn't hurt at all and all of a sudden had this injury, that adjustment period, there's not that many games left in the season. It would be short, and it seems to me like they figured it out a little bit. I mean, I know the record was up and down, you know, with Curry, and it's hard to really gauge it, but there was that one time where Kevin Durant was healthy, Curry was out, and Durant, you know, just knew that he had to take over offensively, and I think they won. Didn't they win like 9 games in a row on that one stint there? So do you think that helps that they know what they need to do when he's out?
Yeah, they've been through this before. They were through it last year, too. So, and as we played at the top of the podcast, Steve Kerr thinks they can beat anybody without Steph anyway. So I think, you know, all things being equal, he'd just rather go through the season with fewer injuries for Steph because you stop and you start, you stop and you start. It's been a little frustrating in that regard for Steph as well. And the tough part is having this probably leak into the first round. But they should, if they play their game and they're relatively healthy, they should beat whoever they face in the first round. But that's still something we don't know who they're going to face. And, you know, there are potential tough matchups. We talked about this before. This is not going to be a cakewalk. And these guys have to get healthy. It's not just a matter of coming back, but getting as close to 100% as you can. Because it will take everything they've got to get through the entire postseason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of energy expended after a long, long regular season. Long in terms of the calendar because they started so early and everything that's gone on, and I detailed all the injuries and the games lost. Get these guys back playing together again for a few games before you go to the postseason and make sure that they're physically sound. Because if they're not, I mean, that's the one thing I've said I worry about this team is, you know, all the injuries they've had this year, that's the one thing that could bring them down.
You look at the standings in the West, and it really is hard to figure out who the Warriors are going to play and who do they want to play, too. I mean, there are pitfalls everywhere you look. I mean, especially the team that's in the number 7 spot right now, Ray, Utah, I don't think I want to play them. I mean, especially the way they just played the Warriors. They've been hot in the second half of the year. They've been a really tough team to beat. I don't know if that's what you go by, you know, a team that's played so well second part of the year, but yeah, I mean, there's so many different teams they could play. They could end up playing San Antonio, even New Orleans, or even Oklahoma City could drop into that number 7 spot, so it's really unpredictable.
OKC is the one I worry about because they played them so well this season. The Warriors did get some revenge on them, but for a couple of games there earlier in the season, OKC was dominant against the Warriors like few teams have been, you know, the last couple of years. So, and, you know, I have to check their record of late, but it's been pretty good. They've been up and down this year. But that's the team I worry about because it's not a great matchup. And again, if they don't have Steph Curry, that's problematic. I would still favor the Warriors in an early round matchup against any of those teams. But OKC, I think, would be a very tough out just given the matchup. Utah, you know, with Gobert back, and they're very good defensively. Yeah, they're playing great basketball right now. And, you know, Quinn Snyder has done a real great job there. They made a couple of trades and how about the kid Mitchell? Wow, he's gonna be dynamic. He's you know, volume scorer right now, not as efficient as he's going to be, I don't think. In that regard, reminds me a little bit of Lillard. Not exactly the same player, but Lillard has improved his efficiency over the years. So you know, that's somebody who's going to be a dangerous player. But I would say OKC is the one team I worry about.
Yeah, the Warriors still have a regular season game in Oklahoma City on April the 3rd, and they play a game at Utah at the end of the regular season. So they're, you know, they're playing these teams before the regular season is over and kind of a chance to, you know, gauge yourself a little bit. Although, I don't know, if you're already locked into a spot, I'm not sure what you do as far as your rotation in those games.
Yeah, we'll know a whole lot better at that point. I mean, does OKC want to settle for the 7th slot anyway? They want to go after the Warriors in the first round because they have some confidence against them. It's going to be an interesting dynamic to see whether teams are locked in at that point. But there's still a lot to be settled in the 6, 7, 8 spots in the West. And still a lot to be settled in the East, as we see with Indiana. Right now, I think they're tied with Philly for the 5 seed, but they're about a half game back of Cleveland for the 3 seed. So still a lot to be determined there. It's hard to handicap the playoffs because we don't know the matchups or the potential matchups just yet. But really, to me, the determining factor for this postseason is how healthy the Warriors are able to get, how quickly they're able to get healthy. Otherwise, it's wide open.
All right, Ray, we'll be talking again next week, not only Warriors on this Dubs OT podcast, but there's the Giants Inside China Basin podcast. We'll have it all going on because the Giants get underway on Thursday against the Dodgers, and then they have the home opener on Tuesday against the Mariners. So there's going to be a lot to follow here in the coming weeks.
Well, the Giants seem to be taking a cue from the Warriors, and a player is going down every day. I mean, it's getting serious here with them. Man, oh, man, last Friday was definitely Black Friday. You know, you had the Steph injury, and you had Bumgarner as well.
Oh,
wasn't,
I know.
The plane was on the tarmac. You know, that was going to be his last outing, Bumgarner, before starting against the Dodgers on Thursday. So, yeah, that's nobody needs any of that stuff to start the season. Hopefully they can overcome that. We'll definitely be doing a deep dive into the Giants as the season goes on. You know, we've been through a lot of seasons covering this team. I covered them through three World Series championships, so I guess I have a little something to say about it. It's going to be a tough go. It's going to be a tough go, but again, it comes back to how they are able to negotiate their way through injuries, just like with the Warriors. It's part of the game. It's part of sports. I like what Steve Kerr said, though, about Steph Curry, that, you know, there's no way he plays in the first round, and I think Tuesday he said, well, we'll see what happens there. I keep thinking back about the line about Andre Iguodala not starting in the finals against the Cavaliers a few years ago. I was there in Cleveland when he finally, after the game, somebody asked him about Iguodala starting, and he said, I lied.
Right. It's okay. You can lie. I mean,
yeah.
As long as it all works out in the end.
It worked out. It worked out. So real challenge for the Giants and the Warriors coming up.
All right, looking forward to it, right? Thanks a lot.
All right, good deal.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.